Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, dress code.
Congolese men are really, yo, let me use the word, colorful.
Exactly.
Oh my God, they're very colorful.
Yeah, they would wear red. They don't mind wearing a red.
Colors, exactly.
No, tech companies usually preach a very relaxed work environment. They don't push the suit and tie.
A dress code is a set of standards that companies develop to help provide the employees with guidance about what is appropriate to wear at work. But also dress code range from formal to business casual, depending on the occasion, and not just work. So, as usual on Let's Talk, we will discuss this in our usual light-hearted manner, so please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show, and I want to welcome my colleague in the studio, Yemi Obajemi. Welcome aboard, Yemi.
Thank you, Sunday.
And of course, over the phone, we are joined by our other colleague, Mr. Kwame Ofori.
Thank you, Sunday, man. Thank you.
All right. In this edition of Let's Talk, we will be discussing dress code. So what is considered as business appropriate when walking to your job every day? I spoke to our intern, Olivia Pfeiffer, and I wanted to know what she was rocking today.
I mean, today I'm rocking a cream-typed colored sweater and some patterned pants that are tapered at the bottom, some small heels, and a top hat.
Okay. So what would you call that? Is that business or is that casual dressing?
I mean, for me, this is kind of casual. I go to Howard University, so people normally dress up for classes. So this is kind of, you know, normal for me.
Okay, great. Now, if someone wants to go to work in a day, like you're going on a Monday to a Friday, what do you think would be the appropriate dress code?
I think it depends on your job. I feel like we're like in a new age, a new era now, where mm-hmm. you look at Michael Zuckerberg, head of Facebook. The new CEOs of the modern era kind of have a different look to them. They now wear jeans and like t-shirts to school. It's kind of like a more rugged look.
Yes, very different look.
Yeah, it's a lot different. Whereas before, like business suits and ties were
ties,
the look.
Right.
So I feel like it depends on like where you're working. Like Facebook is a lot more casual, laid back atmosphere.
Yeah.
Whereas somewhere here, I guess like at a news outlet, I feel like business casual is like an okay fine line. Like for guys, maybe like a pants and like what you're wearing right now is perfect.
Right.
Like a button up and some nice slacks.
Right.
And for girls, you know, somewhere along those lines.
Right. But I see people going to work these days in some places and say, and you look at someone and say, maybe this will be more appropriate to a club.
No.
I don't know. If you're going to a club certain night, let's say, for example, what would be the best code out there versus going to your job?
I mean, it's winter time now, so ladies, keep it very conservative.
And what is conservative if you explain to us?
Fully clothed, I feel. Like, if you're going to wear a dress, you need to complement that with, like, some tights, some leggings, something.
Okay.
And I usually try to wear, like, short heels because you never know how long the line will be in you stand
uh-huh.
in. You
right.
just never know.
That's right.
But I don't really go to the club, so.
And what about if it's a summertime?
Summertime is a little different. I guess you can just wear the same thing just without all of, like, the coats and, like, the leggings and stuff like that.
Right. And you know all the time ladies enjoy having miniskirts and sometimes
yeah.
jeans and all that in the club, right?
Yeah.
Now, when we're talking about atmospheres, you know, you have this atmosphere at work, in the club, in the gym, and someone saying this is perfect for sports, maybe mm-hmm. to the gym rather than to work on a Saturday. For example, like newsroom, how would you think on a Saturday on a weekend will be like.
I actually used to work for a weekend show at CNN, and it was like
Oh, really?
Yeah.
CNN?
And so I had to work on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And it was very casual. Like, I could just wear jeans into the office with, like, a sweater or something. Like, it wasn't really that big of a deal.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I definitely wouldn't wear sweatpants or something you'd wear, like you said, to the gym, per se.
Right.
But something a lot more casual than business cash would definitely be acceptable.
Thank you, Olivia Pfeiffer. This is Let's Talk with your host, Sunday Shomari, and we are discussing dress code. Back to the studio, and the man in the studio, Yemi Obajemi. Yemi, tell me here, when we come to dress code, we all know that if you're going to work, this is how you dress.
Yep.
You're going to the gym, this is how you dress.
Yes.
You're going to the club, this is how you dress. But is this something that we really have to? Because nowadays we see CEOs like Mark Zuckerberg rocking the jeans at work in a regular day.
Well, he's the boss, so he can wear whatever he wants.
Okay.
But you do bring up a good point. When it comes to tech companies like Google, Facebook, and all of those, they usually preach a very relaxed work environment. So they don't push the suit and tie that the rest of the world is used to. But you know, when you work for, the regular Fortune 500 companies and you're dealing with finance where you have to meet with clients, or you work in, it doesn't matter, IT, whatever it is, you have to meet with clients, you have to see potential clients, donors, things like that. It's always advisable for you to wear a tie, wear a suit, and not just any tie or suit. You should also dress and look smart. You know, there are people who wear suits and look like, you know, it's the first time they wore a suit. There's actually a picture I found on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and the caption, it was a picture of two guys in a suit, and on the left, one of them wore a suit that was very form-fitting, very sharp. He was looking sharp.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was wearing a suit that looked like it was two sizes too big. And the caption for the picture was, for the one that dressed smart, they wrote, has a regular job. For the one that was wearing an oversized suit, they wrote, is going for a job interview.
Oh. Now, is this guy going to get this job, really?
Not sure.
Well, what do you think, Mr. Kwame Ofori? You have been a stylist before as well. Tell us about your taste when it comes to dress code.
I guess I have to agree with Yemi. Where you work kind of dictates to you what you wear to the office. So, like you said, if you work in corporate America or the corporate world, or you work on Wall Street, obviously you'd be required to wear a suit and a tie, or a bow tie, if you may. But if you work for an IT company like Google, or you work for Facebook, obviously, or you work in the music industry where maybe you're a producer or a movie maker, every day would be jeans day for you, unless you have a meeting with a financier of your movie. Then you probably might go a bit corporate, because it's business. When I say it's business, it's money. So I feel like everywhere there's money involved, mm-hmm. usually there's a suit somewhere.
Business is money, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Every time there's money, there's a suit somewhere. But when it's usually the other things, people are more relaxed.
When you're and talking about actually, maybe music, maybe engineering.
Those ones are hands-on, more of a practical kind of job. It's more, the rules there are a bit relaxed. People in those fields actually set their own rules. So someone can decide, okay, fine, I'm a music producer, but I wear a suit every day.
Or if you work in radio like we do.
Someone might decide, you know, I'm coming to the radio station as a producer or a presenter. I could wear a suit if I want, but there's no rule saying he has to.
Mm.
But someone in finance doesn't have a choice. He has to wear a suit. Because there are actually studies that prove that people trust someone in a suit with their money more than someone who is just in a shirt and jeans.
You
get it? So it's a whole human psyche issue. as well. Like, that's a deeper form, but, I mean, it's just appropriate to wear a suit if you work in a very serious financial or money-dealing environment, you know?
Well said. And what about jewelry and cologne? Do we have a limit for that? Or you can just pour maximum cologne and perfume in your body? Well, we'll find out when we come back. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. Right now, we are discussing dress code. Well, if you are also going to a party versus you are going to a club on a weekend night, what is the difference when it comes to your dressing? Well, I spoke to Rachel and I wanted to know her take.
I mean, of course, you know, they say that appearances matter. So, you know, you look at how someone is dressed and you automatically, you know, judge them. So if a person, say, for example, is well-dressed, then you know these people, this person, love themselves, that they care about themselves, and it's going to show. And if you go and you meet some people who really don't care about themselves, like, you know, they keep long nails and they wear some shabby shoes, you know, women, like, I think they look at the shoes and the nails, normally tell us, like, what kind of a guy this person is.
Really?
Yeah.
Just by the shoes and the toenails?
No, no, not necessarily the toenails, just his nails on the hands. And if they're well kept and neat and clean, that you know, okay. it's attractive.
Okay. Well, that makes sense when it comes to neatness. But also, when you're talking about dressing, you know, there's a whole lot of dresses out there. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of designs out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people who like designers. Some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like skimpy dressing.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
But does it mean those who don't dress well, you can tell these are not taking care of themselves, they're not good people, or they're not...
Well, okay, dressing doesn't define, like, them as a person, but society as a general, we tend to judge a person by their looks, you know.
So we judge a book according to its cover.
Oh, definitely. That's without a doubt. That's without a doubt.
So either if you're meeting somebody for the very first time,
mm-hmm.
are you looking at that person's dressing and say, okay, I know who this guy is about or who this lady is about?
Well, sort of, kind of. Like, you know, if you meet a person and you like the way they're dressed, you know, you're most likely to want to care to meet them again if they're, you know, if they're interesting, I suppose.
Right.
But if you meet someone and their appearance is like shabby, like, do I really want to see him again? You know, it's like,
So you won't even want to see that person anymore?
No.
Just that shirt? Really? Maybe that was he was having a bad day. He didn't get a chance to iron his shirt.
Oh, that's even worse.
Really?
Seriously, look, I take care to, you know,
right.
to make sure I look good and all that. So I expect the man I'm going to hang out with, you know, he better look good as well.
Oh, really?
Step it up.
Step it up.
Step it up, babe.
Well, I like that. But also, Aida, there's one other thing I want to know. When it comes to dress code, can you go to work at the same time, go out on a date with the same kind of dressing? In the so-called new era that they most prefer jeans versus a suit. Is that going to be maybe a turn-off for some people or going to be...
No, I mean, jeans is good. I mean, you can wear jeans...
Jeans and a t-shirt I'm talking about.
No, no, no. You can wear jeans and a blazer for a date. That's nice, you know. But, you know, if you, it depends what kind of date it is, actually.
I mean, what kind of dates out there?
I mean, I don't know. It depends. If we're going out to dinner, I don't expect you to be wearing jeans.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, it depends where you're going out to dinner. So okay. Really...
It depends on the place.
It depends on the place where you're going. There's a place and time for everything.
Thank you, Rachel. And a reminder, tonight on Let's Talk, we're discussing dress code. Baby, dance and toy.
touch the ceiling. Baby, give it to me. I'm
back to you guys in studio. Yemi over Jamie, I mentioned about cologne and jewelry.
Yeah.
How is that embedded in your dress code every day?
Well, you know, we Africans are quick to run to religion. I mean,
okay. Why is that? What do you mean, run to religion?
let me land. You know, everybody does it, but especially Africans. And as a Nigerian, I'll say Nigerians. Nigerians will tell you
it's an African thing. So
yeah, you know, they'll say cleanliness is next to godliness. You know,
really?
And you can't just douse yourself in cologne without taking a shower. so it's usually, if you're the kind of, when you're going to work or you're going out or you always want to be presentable.
Right.
So, you know, you take your shower, get yourself a nice, good, deodorant and a nice, good body spray. Yeah. You don't even have to use a cologne.
Okay.
You know, if you want to use a cologne, not too much, you know, just a little, maybe one squirt behind the ear, your left and your right ear, one squirt on your wrist. This is tips for men I'm giving out for free now.
For free.
One squirt on your wrist, you know, rub it together. And, you know, you can maybe put a little bit on your palm, rub it together. So that way when you shake somebody, either at work, your boss, your coworker, or client, they walk out of the office and sometimes during the day they smell their hands either by mistake. They're like, you know, I shook hands with some good smelling human being today. But if you make the mistake of using the wrong cologne, maybe the person is allergic. I'm sorry for you. Don't say you heard it from me, you know. But so, it goes hand in hand.
So it goes hand in hand. But also when you're putting a little bit, what is the adverse reaction if you put a lot more now?
Oh my goodness, it's horrible. I have two very specific examples. One of them was when I was in high school, and the other one is actually here at work.
Oh really?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
You already know what I'm talking
about. Let me hold up my feet for
exactly.
The one at school was this teacher we had. I was in boarding school and we had this teacher. You could smell him. And he thought he was doing the most because it was a school that was, you know, filled with rich kids.
Okay.
So I don't know who he was trying to impress. You know, the school in general was a school where, you know, standards were very high.
Mm-hmm.
So the teachers held himself to high standards so as to, you know, teach the students how to do the same.
Right.
But he went above and beyond and his cologne was just overpowering. It was too much. That's what everybody knew about him.
So you don't want to do too much, especially when you are at work. You know, even some jobs, they usually tell people, like, you know what, we have a dress code and you can't put no cologne.
You know, in the military,
I think it's because of this.
Yeah, in the military, you can't use cologne.
You can't use it.
You can't use cologne. Right. And if you want to claim that it's body spray, you might even be advised to tone it down a little bit. Your body spray cannot, you know, be too strong
all over the place.
It has to be minimal, you know. So
yes, so what do you think, Mr. Kwame Ofori, designer, especially when it comes to what about jewelry?
For jewelry, I mean, for ladies, they have a huge variety of accessories they can use to complement whatever they wear, whether it be for the office or for a party or for just having drinks with their girls. For guys, I would say our jewelry is our watch and then probably a bracelet or something and then a neck chain. Like, that's it. We are really limited as guys. So we don't really have an issue with jewelry. And really, whatever we wear, be it a watch or a bracelet, depending on how we wear it, if we don't overdo it with about 10 bracelets or 15 bracelets on one arm, we are good to go. Like, I've seen people do that, but those were in informal settings. But, I mean, if you're coming to the office and you just have your watch and a single bracelet or maybe some beads, like just a single one, you're good to go. But for ladies, I know they have this kind of saying lockdown to a science. Like, they know when they're going to the office, these kind of pearls would match this kind of suit with these kind of shoes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they are good to go.
Right.
Yeah, with the jewelry. Okay. It's almost the same when he's going to the office.
Yeah.
He has his suit and tie, and then his happy socks, and then his laced-up shoe, dress shoes. And then going to the club, a suit that's a tad tighter, like a size smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And then his hanging pants, and then no socks with his shoes.
With his nice boat shoes.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Well, what kind of shoes are those? Boat shoes?
Okay, so boat shoes come in different varieties. There's the ones you'd get from, say, I'll give you an example, maybe Sperry's, for example.
Right.
Those are classic boat shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't really describe what those... Okay, so there are those ones, and then there are the ones that are not exactly boat shoes. I think those ones are more called drivers.
Okay.
They look almost like boat shoes, you know.
Yeah.
I think they're somewhat flatter. You know, those also work as well. Okay. And then you have the sometimes you'd have like the shiny pointy shoes. You know.
Ah, no, they like the pointy shoes.
I've seen those. Broke and boat shoes. Yeah. So we have different varieties, and it just depends on how the person feels for the club and what they want to wear to the club. And for church, what I've noticed, the new trend, is maybe they'll put on a suit and a nice shirt and then maybe a bow tie. So the difference between their work outfit and their church outfit is a tie.
Exactly.
For church, they have a bow tie. For work, they have a slim flying tie.
Yeah. Or you wear a native, like, you know, your traditional outfit.
Your traditional outfit. Okay.
Yeah.
And then but by the time you combine it with your clothes, you come out looking traditional but with a modern touch, exactly. Like, you might throw a scarf around your neck or something.
Yep.
Crowd, yep. I like the traditional with modern touch.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I enjoy seeing, like, the guys from Congo, you know, in Tanzania, you see them a lot.
Yeah.
And when they
From Congo?
Yeah, the Congolese man.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. If you see him wearing, I mean, those pants, they go all the way up to the stomach.
Congolese men are really, let me use the word, colorful.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. They're very colorful.
Yeah, cute. They would wear red. They don't mind wearing a red.
Colors,
suit.
Exactly.
No, they wear yellow, suit. Red.
Yeah, like, you're very colorful.
Exactly.
And so, Roger.
Uh-huh, Roger Muntu, I wish he was here today.
Yeah,
right?
Host of the popular RM show.
Right.
Showed me a culture that's very popular in Congo and in the Congolese community in, like, France or all those places that I had no idea about. He showed it to me and I was blown away. It's called sapology.
Sapology?
Yeah, anybody listening to your show should go and Google sapology. Sapology is... it's become a tradition. It's a tradition in Congo, for Congolese men, where they dress to the T. So it's a bragging, like they save money and they go buy the most expensive suits. Sometimes they have it, customized for them specifically.
Okay.
You know, but the more extravagant, the better. You know, the more, the louder, the better. So, they go somewhere to where they normally meet. It could be a local bar, anywhere, Congo, France, wherever.
Right.
It'll probably be one street where they usually meet. And they will just, like, walk like they're walking the runway.
They're just peacocking.
I swear to God, that's all they're doing. They're just peacocking.
Yeah.
And they would, you know, they have accessories that they don't need. It could be a bag, it could be anything, and they just walk, they catwalk, and then they just, you know, they open the suit, they show you the inside lining of the suit, they tell you who designed it, they show you the shoe, you know, and they just, that's all they do. It's
brag.
I have all the bragging rights for that day.
You, and it's not like these people are millionaires or anything like that, but it's a culture,
and
they are very, very heavy on it. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, from the belt to the shoe to everything, very, very detail oriented. They're very serious about
it. That's true.
They don't play.
They don't play when it comes to that. Yes, it is. That's very true. So let's see what happens. Maybe that culture will apologize all over Africa.
Oh, I think it's this same culture in South Africa. Yeah. There's something similar, but it's not as detailed as what he's describing for Congo. I know for South Africa, the youth over there, what they do is they like to, you know, dress up, just dress up for the fun of it. If it's a suit, he would mix it up, and then maybe he has a suit and maybe some sneakers instead of dress shoes. Mm. And then it's almost like a whole hippie phase for them. Mm. But they add a touch of their own unique style to it, and they just go to maybe a local bar or they're on the street just hanging out. And then you are walking on the street and you feel like, wait, is this a photo shoot session going on, or is there a magazine shoot going on? But you find out they're just there and they're just, you know, hanging out and they're just looking fly, and that's a normal day in a young South African youth from maybe Pretoria or maybe Joburg, just hanging out.
Wow.
You know, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, guys. Well, Africa, this is your turn. All our listeners out there, it is time to give us your input.
My name is Frank Andrew Mwakembe, a.k.a. Lugombo Makanta. I'm in Mbeya, Tanzania. We don't define someone by dress code because I really care about knowing someone from the heart, knowing someone truly. How he thinks, I mean, just from the heart, the true person himself or herself, but not how he dresses. Because I've experienced people appearing very nicely by dress code, wearing suits and ties, but they actually don't resemble their appearance. You find people in suits and their pickpockets. Here in Tanzania, you find someone in the t-shirt and the jeans, very nice to the heart, very true. So I normally find it hard to trust or to judge a person by just their appearance, their dress code.
My name is Pia. I'm in Tanzania, Dar es Salaam. Me, I can judge a person the dress code. It depends on the place that person is, she is or he is. If I'm in a coat, then I'm in a costume, a swimming costume, then there's another problem. That's when I can judge you, that you don't know exactly what you are. You're not focused. The dress code doesn't matter, but it depends which type of dress and at what time. It's about expectations, not more than that. You expected, like, if you're going to church, to wear as it's supposed to be when you're going to church. If you're going for swimming, yes, there's nothing more than expectation.
And thank you to our listeners who shared their views with us. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing dress code. It's time now for the unusual story of the week.
A retired teacher who sued a school district saying administrators discriminated against her because of a phobia that makes her fear young children lost her appeal in the federal case. The 63-year-old teacher, Maria Walther Willard, taught Spanish and French at Marymount High School in Cincinnati since the 1970s, but was transferred to a middle school in 2009. Her lawsuit said the 7th and 8th graders triggered her phobia, causing her blood pressure to soar and forcing her to retire.
And that's it for our show on Dress Code. A big thank you to our guest, Olivia Pfeiffer, our intern Olivia Pfeiffer. And thank you to my guests in the studio here, my colleagues, Yemi Obajemi in the studio.
Yeah.
Thank you, Yemi. And also over the phone, my colleague Kwame Ofori. Jackson Nvunganyi is our producer. And as usual, send in your comments and story ideas. We'd love to hear from you. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942 and leave us a message. The number again is 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 1730 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be, get this, drinking. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Badu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17 hours 30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.